Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Reverend Connie Habash, and welcome to Evening Meditation and Inspiration on Awakening Self Radio. And yes, Awakening Self Radio is back on the air. It's been almost 2 years. I took a break for a while, and I'm happy to bring back a variety of shows for awakening the divine within you. It is a little bit after 9 p.m. here on the west coast of the United States here in California. And I'm winding down for my evening and happy to spend some time with you exploring the pause that refreshes the spirit. That's what we are meditating on this evening. And you're actually taking a pause just by listening to the show. You're pausing in your life in order to awaken and refresh your spirit, in order to perhaps let go of some of the day, let go of what's not necessary in your life or in your mind or in your heart, so that you can be in that spacious openness and filled by something that's so much greater than all those thoughts that ruminate in our mind or all the ordinary things that go on in our day-to-day life that are fine, but don't touch us deeply within. It's in that pause, in that moment where we stop. We stop our continual doing and ruminating and thinking and thinking and thinking and let ourselves just be for a moment, that we can feel the presence of the divine, the presence of spirit, of life. Just notice how it feels for yourself to stop and pause for a moment. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's even a little scary for people to stop and be in nothingness, because it's a mystery. We don't know what is in that space, really, in that emptiness. We don't know what's in the vast reaches of outer space, do we? There's a lot of empty space out there. And when we have that space and that emptiness, we tend to project on it what we think or what we fear. But when we let go of the projections and we just sit in it a bit, you'll find that in essence, there's nothing there other than awareness. And when we're free of all of those thoughts, reactions, projections, there's a lot of peace in that awareness. There's ease. There's spaciousness. Our body can begin to relax, to detox, to calm down out of what for many people is constant stimulation of the sympathetic nervous system, which is our stress response, because we're constantly overstimulated in our culture. If we aren't doing, then we're watching or something on TV or engaged in something on our computer. And meditation is really teaching us to step into that place of the pause. Pause between thoughts. It's in that gap that all potentiality exists. When we're in the doing, we're actually not in the potentiality. We're creating something there, and that's coming into potential, but we've actually already limited it by doing. So when we pause and we open to something greater than us, which you might call the divine or spirit or God or its many different names, the universe, it creates a little opening for something beyond what we can think of, beyond what we can imagine, beyond what the fixed ideas we already have of something we think we should do or we want. Something even greater than that that's beyond what we can think. It has that little space in which to possibly come into our life. Greater love than you can imagine. Greater peace than you've let yourself feel or experience before. If you think about it, it's the pause that really allows all things to merge and reveals all things. If there wasn't space, we would never notice anything. Right? Everything would be all compacted together. Like if there's no space in a closet, you can't really find or see anything, can you? It's all just a big pile of mush, like a, you know, like a hoarder, right? You've probably seen on television or maybe someone's house that you know. Someone who has too much stuff and it's piled up high all around you. You can't see what's really there because there's so much. And that happens in our mind and our heart. It gets piled up and overloaded with emotion that we haven't let go of, we haven't really released. Our minds get packed in with agitation and overthinking and unhealthy habits of repetitive thought. That pause is like cleaning out the closet where now we have some space. Now I actually can see, okay, I've got a vacuum cleaner there. I've got a pair of shoes over there. And I've got room to move around. I can actually get to the vacuum cleaner when I need it, right? So that pause within ourselves creates that inner space in the mind, which brings about clarity. Then I can see clearly that word or that knowledge starting to shine forth in our mind because I'm not so cluttered by all the distractions. I'm going to share with you some quotes tonight before we start in on a meditation to give you further reflection on how important it is to pause. So this first quote is from a man named Rollo May. He's a famous psychologist. He says, human freedom involves our capacity to pause between the stimulus and response. And in that pause, to choose one response toward which we wish to throw our weight. The capacity to create ourselves based on this freedom is inseparable from consciousness or self-awareness. So as human beings, we have that ability, rather than to react solely on instinct, solely on what's programmed into us physiologically and instinctually, to actually pause and notice that we're about to react and notice that something is triggering us or presenting itself to us, and to take a moment to reflect on how we want to respond. Now, it's all too easy to just go ahead and react without the pause, but we have the capacity to learn to stop and pause and decide how we will respond rather than just react. And that's huge. That's the difference between healthy and unhealthy communication. That's the difference between screaming at someone and finding a more grounded, peaceful resolution. We have that capacity. You know, we may not always use it, right? And it's not always easy to use that capacity, but it's completely available to us. So learning to pause and learning to see that split second, that moment between what happens to us, the events in our life, our experiences, and our reactions or responses is a huge part of our evolution as human beings and our spiritual growth. And that is, as Rollo May says, consciousness or self-awareness. It's awakening when we're no longer in reaction. And deep awakening is when our mind has become quiet and our reactions have subsided. And instead, the higher response flows through us from something greater. So it completely transcends reaction. We're in flow at that point. We're allowing the right action to flow through us for that moment. Taoism, it's called Wu Wei. Wu Wei is the action that arises of itself, which is not a reaction. It's a response from spirit, something greater flowing through us. Far better than any reaction. Related to this, I want to share with you another quote from Tara Brach. I think her name's Tara. Maybe it's Tara. I haven't heard her pronounce it. She says, in bullfighting, there is an interesting parallel to the pause as a place of refuge and renewal. It is believed that in the midst of a fight, a bull can find his own particular area of safety in the arena. There, he can reclaim his strength and power. This place and inner state are called his querencia. As long as the bull remains enraged and reactive, the matador is in charge. Yet when he finds his querencia, he, the bull, gathers his strength and loses his fear. From the matador's perspective, at this point, the bull is truly dangerous, for he has tapped into his power. And we are very much like the bull. We could be completely in reaction and be enraged and lose our power and be in fear all the time. And then something else will have control over us. Something else will be in charge of us. We'll be at the effect of the events in our life rather than in our inner power. It comes from pausing and going to that place within that's quiet and still and knowing that that is where our power lies from being there. In that place, fear isn't. Because fear is only when we are buying into the reactions and letting them run us. So let's get into a few minutes of meditation and reflecting on this pause. So I'd like for you to sit tall wherever you are. I do prefer sitting over lying down because when we lie down, we tend to kind of drift off into sleep, which may be exactly what you need right now, but you may miss the pause. So I invite you to sit up. And assuming that you're not driving a car or anything like that, if you're listening to the podcast, then let your eyes close. And let's chant the sound Om if you wish, or you can just listen to me chant it. And what I'd like for you to pay the most attention to is the pause afterwards, the silence after the sound. And that's called the Turiya. And that's the space is, consciousness is. So let's chant Om three times, and we'll pause a little bit between each one. And just notice the effect of that silence and that pause on you. Breathe in deeply. Oh. You may have noticed that chanting the sound Om prepares us for a deeper quiet in the silence or the pause afterwards. It's as if the Om clears out the mind, and indeed it does. Mantra, or the chanting of sacred sound, clears out the thoughts and the space of the mind. And therefore, the silence is even more quiet, the pause more renewing and spacious. Now I invite you to slow down and deepen your breath. Inhale slowly. And at the top, pause gently for a moment or two. And slowly exhale, emptying out, and pause at the bottom. And then inhale again. Pausing in the breath, a retention, which is called a kumbhaka, is very helpful in beginning to quiet the mind more. As long as you don't do it for too long. You can certainly build up your capacity over repetition and time, over practice, to pause. Because it's in those kumbhakas or retentions of the breath, either at the top of the inhalation or especially at the bottom of the exhalation, that the mind becomes particularly quiet. Again, as long as you're not trying to force it or go beyond your capacity. Can you let the pause be gentle? So don't build up pressure in your body or your head or tension in the body when you hold the breath either in or out. Just let it be gentle, and it doesn't have to be for very long. And if it grows too tiring, if it's too exhausting for you in terms of getting enough air, and just let it go, but after you've done it for a few rounds, notice how your breath may have naturally now deepened. And then turn your attention to your thoughts. And imagine that you could see them, perhaps like a little ticker tape going by, clouds each thought, word, or image. And just start to imagine inserting a little pause or a little space between each one. And you can, one of the ways that you can do that, I like to say, no thought. And for maybe a second or two, or if I'm lucky, three or four, my mind will seem to be quiet. And then thoughts come in, and that's okay. But start to really listen for, attend to the pause or space between them. That place of pure awareness. It's uncluttered. Where you're free of expectations. It's like your own safe place in the arena. Where you're no longer in that internal bullfight with all your thoughts and emotions struggling with each other. It's just quiet. And it's tapping into those little pauses and those little gaps between the thoughts that is so rejuvenative in meditation. Get your mind rest and peace. As you allow that space to be there from time to time, especially if you practice meditation fairly regularly, you may find that sometimes something very original, insightful, unique can drop in to that space. A flash of awareness, a solution to a problem, a transcendent experience. Or just peaceful, rejuvenated, quiet. So you can let go of thoughts by saying no thought, or other traditions label thoughts coming up as thinking, and then returning to either the breath awareness or imagining that space between thoughts. Now, I've just given you a little taste tonight of this practice. And I invite and encourage you to practice on your own. Even if it's just 5 minutes a day, because you'll begin to receive so many helpful and beautiful spiritual qualities from this: clarity, peace, neutrality, non-attachment, the ability to witness yourself. And it'll give you just that little bit of space, that little gap, before you react, to decide who you really want to be in that moment. So we're coming to our end of our very short time together tonight. And again, I'm Reverend Connie Habash. My website is Awakening Self, spelled S as in Sam, E-L-F as in Frank.com. And you can keep up with me here either on Blog Talk Radio and subscribe. You can subscribe to this show, or you can go to my website, awakeningself.com, and join my email list, and we'll be sending out announcements of upcoming shows. I'm going to bring back not just the Meditation and Inspiration monthly show, but other shows. We'll have guests that speak to this awakening of consciousness, awakening of our spiritual self, to become the divine beings that we already are. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. I hope that you take this practice into the few minutes after the show is over and sit quietly. But remember that the divine is always here within you and in your heart. And I hope you'll join me again on Awakening Self Radio for meditation and inspiration. Many blessings to you. Namaste.